This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There are plenty of positive things happening around Australia when it comes to asylum seekers, refugees, migrants, those kinds of people in our community. One group that is doing very positive things for refugees is a group in Sydney called Enough Room. I've got Sam from Enough Room on the line. G'day, Sam.
Hey there, Ben. How are you going?
Mate, I'm doing very well. Tell us a little bit about Enough Room. When did it start and why did it start?
When did it start? It started in 2014, pretty sure. We got together to work out how to look after asylum seekers. I think a group of us really wanted to do something.
You're a group of friends, Sam, that decided to do this?
Yeah, a group of friends. Just some people from churches, local churches in Sydney. We all knew each other. A few of us are experts. I'm not really an expert. I just kind of was trying to pull everyone together. We thought, what can we do to actually... It's actually helpful to asylum seekers. We didn't really want to get into the political sphere too much. I think that can be quite negative, as you were talking about, and I have no experience in that anyway.
So did it take you a while, Sam, to come up with the idea of Enough Room?
I don't think so. I think it just popped into my head one day.
So explain a little bit for people who haven't heard about Enough Room, what was your idea?
Yeah, so the idea is something like Airbnb, basically. So...
And for those of us who don't know what Airbnb is?
Airbnb is a website that sources accommodation. You can go and sign up for accommodation. But Enough Room is meant to kind of simulate that a little bit. So it's a website for sourcing temporary housing for asylum seekers, basically in order to help them get established in the community.
So to simplify that even further, like the name Enough Room suggests, what you're talking about is, do you have a spare room on your house? If you do, register on your site, enoughroom.org, and put that up as temporary accommodation for refugees. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's right. Preferably, though...
That's a cracking idea.
Oh, thanks so much. Really nice. It's going. It's going all right so far. But we'd really like... One of the big parts of Enough Room is actually getting hosts involved. So you might have a granny flat, and someone could stay in there, and that's pretty good, but we really want people to be involved in the asylum seekers' lives as well to help them get established.
Oh, so that's what you mean by a host, as in you want someone to actually become part, to ask this refugee to become part of your life, your family life.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you can set up how flexible you want the relationship to be or the boundaries in that relationship, and some of it could be pretty intense, especially if someone's experienced a high degree of trauma, which a lot of them have, or a lot of anxiety as they wait for their visa to be processed. But really, we want people to be able to actually love the asylum seekers that are staying with them, help them get established, take them to the shops if they need to, help them find a job, help them find more accommodation, teach them some of the language and some of the idiom that Australians have. So, yeah, we want it to be a very relational thing as well, but we understand that not everyone can do that. So any spare room anywhere is pretty good.
So, Sam, how do we get involved with Enough Room if we want to get involved?
Basically, you need to go to the website, sign up through there, register online. You need to give us a whole heap of details about yourself, about your family, about the accommodation you're offering. Another thing we ask for is some security checks as well. So we want to know a little bit about you in terms of, your criminal record. Although we don't investigate it ourselves, you just need to have a police check and put that on the website. We partner with agencies. So we're not doing the ones who are placing, we're not the ones placing asylum seekers with people. We have partner agencies who access our database. They've got clients and they match up, do a bit of a matchmaking thing with hosts and clients, and they're the ones who check you out as well. But that's just a security measure to make sure that the asylum seekers, who are pretty vulnerable people really, make sure they're looked after. So,
Which is most important. That's Sam. Thank you, Sam, for joining us. Sam from Enough Room. Go to enoughroom.org. If you have a spare room for a refugee in your house.